So I have this idea, and I don't know if it's going to work, but we'll see. I want to bring the podcast back, and I've tried before thinking that I'd found a format that would work, but then with everything else that I did last year, it obviously didn't work because there were only a couple of episodes in the previous season. But I'm back because I really want to be back. I love creating these podcasts for you. And I really hope you enjoy listening to them. But I have given it a lot of thought on how I want to bring the podcast back. So this episode is about why it didn't work before and why I think it might work this time. Hi everyone, welcome to Show Up and Surrender. I am your host, Biddy, and I'm really glad that you are here. Like I said in the introduction, I've been wanting to bring the podcast back, and last year I thought I found a format, yet I didn't do it. So something in the idea that I had wasn't working, and I think part of it was the perfectionism that I still had surrounding the podcast. And I remember when I was a lot younger, I'm 51 now, just to paint the picture, I thought, I almost wore perfectionism like a badge of honor, like it was something really great. And I guess it can be in some cases for some people. But for me, I noticed, especially in the context of this podcast, perfectionism got in the way of actually doing the thing. And that is because I love proper audio. I want the quality to be good. I want my voice to sound like my voice. I don't want background noise. I don't want, well, there's a lot of things I don't want. Yet, when you record podcasts, and especially when you do it with other people over Zoom, it's really hard to find good audio quality without having to edit it. And the editing became quite challenging. And I think, honestly, out of all the people listening, probably I'm the only person who really gives a damn, but it took me a long time to get to that realization. And even more so, it took me a long time to get to the point where I thought that even if you too really love good quality audio, you might forgive me if the audio quality isn't great as long as the podcast is interesting. So that's why now, at the end of the flu, with a stuffy nose and a raspy voice, I'm recording this, and I'm going to try not to edit it, which will be interesting. We'll see. I'll edit the music in between and at the end, but I'm going to try not to edit it, and that's going to be my idea as we move forward with this podcast. I also want to let go of the idea that a podcast has to be a certain length, that it has to come out at regular intervals. I know that's probably best if I want to grow my audience, as they call it. But I think that shouldn't be the reason for me recording these. I think the reason for me recording these should be that I have something I want to share. And I don't necessarily have things to share on command. So if my calendar says podcast, but there's nothing I feel like talking about, it's not going to be a great podcast. So I'm letting it go. And I'm promising myself that whenever I feel like talking about something, I will grab the closest microphone, whether it's my phone or my computer, and I will talk to you. And I will put it out as soon as I have time to upload it. And if I have a lot of inspiration, I might record a couple back to back to back. And I might spread releasing them over a few days. But I'm not going to try to schedule this because there's a lot of things that I do that are scheduled. And I think I need the podcast to be a little bit more spontaneous. So that should give me a lot more freedom. I hope that's what it'll do. And I hope that you will enjoy it. It also means that sometimes I might have a lot to say and it might be a super long episode. And other times I might just need to say something short and it'll be a 10-minute episode. Who knows? We'll see where it goes. It won't be just me. I've been talking to Marcella and she kind of misses the podcast as well. But we're going to keep it flexible. So whenever she feels like chatting, she will be on. And if she doesn't feel like chatting, or I feel like chatting more by myself, then it'll be just me. So I'm hoping that that's okay. And I'm also hoping that some of my other super wonderful friends, super wonderful, I sound so over the top, but I do find my friends super wonderful. If they want to talk about something, because I know a lot of them are going to so many things at the moment, I'm hoping they'll hop on here and do that too. But it might be, if we do it over Zoom, that the audio quality isn't the best. Because what I used to do is I used to get everyone to do a separate recording, and then we would, I would put it together, and I don't have time to do that. I have some really great conversations that I recorded last year that I just never put online because the sound quality wasn't that great, and I needed to put two different audio tracks together, and yeah, sometimes you could hear the echo of someone else on one recording. So anyways, that's a long, boring story that's really not interesting. But I think the having to edit and wanting to do it perfect because it takes a lot of time is what kept me from publishing them. And I don't want to let that stop me anymore. So I'm trying to let go of the idea that the audio has to be absolutely perfect. And sometimes you might get Zoom recordings. And I might add some noise reduction, but that's it. What am I going to be talking about? Well, one of the reasons I've been very busy and didn't have time to edit is because I started a training. Since January of 2023, I am in training to become a yoga therapist at the Yoga Therapy Institute. And this training, oh man, it's been so great. It's been so interesting. It's been taking up a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of money, but not for a single second have I regretted making this decision. And I decided to go this route because as I start to work with people one-on-one more and more, which I really love, I like group classes, but working one-on-one with people, ah, man, it just gives me so much joy to be able to really work with a person instead of a group, because you get to actually try to give them the practice that they want or need the most. And as much as I try, I cannot do that for every single person in a group class as much as I would like. So doing that, more one-on-one classes, also resulted in me, especially in the physiotherapy practice where I get to work, encountering people who are dealing with some sort of pain, whether it's physical pain or mental pain or stress or fatigue. Those people often come to yoga looking for some sort of relief, and I love doing that. And there's so much that the practice of yoga can do for everyone, whether you are dealing with pain or feeling the best that you can. I think yoga has a lot to offer you if you are curious or open to it. But encountering so many people also with specific health issues, I really wanted to make sure that I had the best possible education and knowledge of those things. And that's what yoga therapy does. So I'm learning a lot. I'm hoping that about halfway 2024, I will start doing my case studies after I finished all the modules of my study. And I will be talking about that because my mind is being blown over and over by everything that I'm learning in my training. And I would like to share a little bit more about that. But besides that, I will also want to share about everything, just like Show Up and Surrender always has. It's about the things that happen, the things that we feel, the things that we think in everyday life, in all the big moments and in all the normal or small moments as well. So I hope you'll join me as we try this new format. And I was also wondering if there's anything that you'd like me to talk about. So if you have any questions, I will make sure that all the information to contact me is in the description of this podcast, wherever you listen to it. And I'm adding one more thing. I almost forgot. Just like my newsletter comes out only when I have something to tell you. I'm not going to send you a newsletter every week or every day because that is better for engagement or company, because that means that sometimes I would have to write things when I don't feel like writing, and I don't want to spam you. So it's going to be the same with the podcast. But I write my newsletters on Substack, and I love Substack, and they have also the option to put podcasts there. So wherever you're listening, you can also find my podcast on Substack, and there is a subscription option there, and it's not much. I think it starts at €5. This is greatly prepared by me because I forgot to look up how much the subscription is, but I'll put it in the description as well. And it's like you buy me a cup of coffee once a month, basically that kind of amount of money. And I want to explore the option to give people there a little bit of early access, so they get to listen before anyone else gets to listen. And also maybe some exclusive content there. I'm not quite sure. So I'm exploring, and I'll keep you posted on what I decide to do. But check out the Substack link, and you can sign up for free as well. You don't have to pay. It's a free platform. And it also makes sure that whenever I organize something fun, you'll be one of the first to know, and you'll be one of the first able to sign up for events and retreats, which could be nice because everything that I host and organize has limited tickets because I like working in small groups. So sometimes it's filled up before it even goes out to everyone, and it might be a nice way to be in the know and have a choice if you want to join me with something. So I hope this all makes sense. Let me know your thoughts. Find me on Substack through the link in the bio, or go to my website, yogavayu.nl, and I will talk to you again soon. Thank you for listening to Show Up and Surrender, the podcast about life made with love for you by Biddy. Music by Alex Stoner through Take Tones. Thank you for listening. Until next time.